Joining me by telephone, a special guest as we update the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. It's the one and the only Kay Rosengren. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Very well. And you?
I am fantastic. Let's talk about you, Kay. Where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
I was raised in Fargo.
Okay. I won't hold that against you, by the way.
Yeah. I went to Morehead State College.
You went to Morehead State College?
Yes, I went to Morehead State.
Okay. What was your major there, Kay?
I majored in both art and English.
Oh, really? So before you went to college, you had an interest in art. Tell me about that. When did you first notice your interest in artistic work?
Well, I had really, really good teachers throughout. Fargo had a fantastic school system.
Mm-hmm.
And some very, very good art teachers, and that certainly piqued my interest. So that's where I really got started.
And what kind of art did you dive into?
Well, in high school, we had a terrific teacher, Miss Wright, and we were allowed to explore a lot of areas, oil painting, ceramics, just a real variety. So I don't know that I ever settled down to one thing. I suppose my first love is watercolor.
Mm-hmm. At that age, did you realize this was a form of expression for you?
Oh, absolutely.
And then off to college, you went to Morehead. And describe those classes there. What did you take?
At that time, I got just a BA, but at that time, most people were pursuing a Bachelor of Science. So most of the curriculum was aimed toward teaching.
Okay.
And so we did a variety of things. I had a lot of different kinds of classes,
mm-hmm.
which later on stood me in good stead.
Now, as you're at college, did you have goals for your life beyond college? What did you want to do?
Unfortunately, I did not.
You did not.
And, of course, I got BA degrees, which were comparatively worthless, and I didn't know what I would ever be doing, and I fell into teaching quite by accident, and it's too long a story to go into here.
Well, briefly, give us the condensed version. Where have you taught?
Well, I taught at Hallock, Minnesota, and then I was shared with Lancaster and Kennedy.
Okay.
But I had never intended to teach, and just lots of things happened. And finally, one day, I thought, you know, I really do like this. So I went back and got my Bachelor of Science in Art.
Kind of hit you over the head, right?
Well, really, exactly.
Well, how did you get from Morehead to Hallock?
My husband taught here.
Oh, he's a
so
local
we moved
guy.
North.
Huh? Oh.
And he was from Thief River. But we moved back from West Glacier, and I cried from Grand Forks to Hallock because I'd forgotten how flat it is.
It's rather flat, isn't
mountains,
it?
leaving the mountains was a terrible blow.
Now, where are those mountains at?
West Glacier, Western Montana.
Western Montana, a beautiful country. Yeah, so you go
from absolutely
very mountainous area to a very flat prairie.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were crying.
I cried. He was so angry with me, but I couldn't believe how flat it was. And as I say, I grew up in Fargo. I knew that. But
sure. So how many years did you teach, Kay?
Oh, golly, all told, probably about 30.
Okay, as a teacher, and this is a huge question, what gave you the most satisfaction?
Throwing a project out and seeing the variations, each child doing something different. And, of course, I really emphasize that art is about ideas,
mm-hmm.
and everyone has valid ideas. And so you would get terrific results out of the same project. That was always the fun for me, and to see how absolutely creative kids are.
Now, you've taught over 30 years. Have you had time for yourself in producing art?
I don't do much. Unfortunately, I get involved in other things, which leaves me almost no time for myself to do art.
And among those things is the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. You're a board
yes.
member, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, what does a board member on the Arts Council do?
Primarily screen applications, in addition to advocating the arts, screen applications for grants for various kinds of art.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really fun because we do get such a variety.
Yeah.
Somebody who is interested in violin making, somebody who's interested in dance. So it runs the gamut, and that is really fun.
You've been a board member for how long, Kay?
I'm afraid I can't tell you. I don't remember how many years it's been.
It's been that many, huh?
Well, not that many, but I'm very dim when it comes to dates.
So how many board members are there? Are there seven per one per county?
There are two per county.
Two per county. So you're in Pennington right now?
No, I'm in Kitson.
You're in Kitson. All the board members have some kind of artistic background.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
When we screen for new members, that's what we look for.
Yeah. How often do you meet, Kay?
Varies. Now, we'll meet on conference call on the 29th of this month, and then we'll meet face-to-face in February.
Okay.
And so it varies depending on what we have to do.
As we close our conversation, again, we're talking with Kay Rosengren from Kitson County, a board member of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Board of Directors. How important is the Arts Council for supporting art and culture in Northwest Minnesota?
I think it's tremendously important, and there's been a great response, for instance, to the kinds of programs that have been sent around with the Heritage Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, support that, and that's incredibly important because up here we get very little exposure. If it weren't for that, probably none.
Sure. And what's nice about the Arts Council, too, they provide platforms and venues for these artists to display their work, to sing, to produce their writings, whatever the art might be.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous venue.
Yeah.
The East Grand Fork Shop, for instance, the gallery there is wonderful.
Well, do you consider yourself to be semi-retired, Kay?
Oh, yes. I retired about 11 years ago.
Okay, so you're more than semi-retired.
All right. Oh, yes.
But you enjoy this activity, being a board member and helping those who are artistic.
Absolutely. I love it.
All right. Well, hopefully a nice rest of our winter, both for Kitson County and the area. Kay, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
And thank you for having me.
Kay Rosengren of Kitson County, a board member of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. And to contact the Arts Council, check out their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. They're based in Warren, Minnesota. Their phone number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111. Our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3 on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.